And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tocchini. I'm here with one of my favorite people, Dr. Kim Blanchard. And it's truly a sad day because one of our heroes, Coach Don Shula of the Miami Dolphins, passed away today. Dr. Blanchard, you're an international best-selling author, wonderful motivational speaker, but today we're just two guys sitting around talking about one of our real, honest-to-goodness great men that we both love named Don Shula.
That's for sure. I tell you, what a special thing. I met Don through Charlie Morgan, who was kind of a lawyer with the Dolphins, and I met him at a conference. And when Don was about to break George Halas's record as the winningest coach in the history of National Football Leagues, Charlie said, "Coach, why don't you write a book about your coaching philosophy?" And he said, "You know, I don't even know where I begin." He said, "Well, I know somebody who could help you." So Charlie Morgan called me. And he said, "Ken, would you be interested in writing a book with Don Shula?" I said, "I'd just like to meet Don Shula, much less write a book with him, because my parents had moved to Florida. My father was a retired admiral, and he just so admired Shula as a leader and kept on telling me about it. When I would go down and visit, we would go to games and all that. And so I was just thrilled that I was going to get to meet Don Shula, much less write a book with him." So it was just a joy, because he's such a special human being. You know, he's not about himself. He's about the team and about helping people win. And it was just amazing. My wife and I, when we went down to meet him and spend the weekend with Don and his wife, Mary Ann, to start interviewing him for the book. That's what I do when I co-author. I kind of interview them and then try to figure a way to organize a book. And at the end of the day, Don had to go to a meeting with the NFL. They were having a meeting there. And I'm walking back to the room with my wife, and she said, "Ken, I don't know a lot about football, but everybody's going to want to know about Don Shula's coaching philosophy and who he was as a human being."
One of the things that I love about the book that you co-authored with Coach Shula is this acronym of COACH: C for conviction, O for overlearning, A for audible ready, C for consistency, and H for honesty. Everyone truly can be a coach if they follow that. Would you give a specific example behind each of those letters so we can understand the real depth behind Coach Shula?
Well, conviction was he wanted to make sure that people knew why he was there, and he wanted to help people be the best that they could possibly be, each of them individually and together as a team. So his conviction was to be the best individually and as a team. And then O is overlearning. He wanted his players to know their position so well that they could make something big happen. He said, if a lineman gets up to the line for a play and is trying to remember, should I block left or right? He said, I'm in trouble. But if they know their job so well, they can look around and they can make something big happen, like interception or something like that. A stood for audible ready. He said, you need to have a plan going into a game and all. But if the opponent figures it out, don't wait till Monday to change your plan. Change it then. Be audible ready. And then the second C stands for consistency. And Don always felt that people had the wrong definition of consistency. They thought it was behaving the same way all the time with people. And Don felt it was behaving the same way in similar circumstances. I remember talking to Zonka and Greasy and some of the guys from the great 72 team. And they said, if you did something well and you came off the field, Don Shula would greet you. If you did something poorly and made a mistake and came off the field, Don Shula would greet you. But he greeted you very differently. You know, if you did well, he was there to praise you. If it didn't, he certainly was there to redirect you and all. And then the final one, H, is honesty based. He said, you got to walk the talk. He said, so many leaders talk a good game, but they don't walk it. You got to constantly walk the talk, and who you are is the way you need to behave. You can't just being consistent there. So it was it was just amazing. That was his whole philosophy, and just made him such a great coach and a great human being.
And that's a beautiful book. As the tag says, you can inspire anyone to be a winner, and I believe it. Ken, as I was reading today about how Don wanted to be remembered, I thought, you as a good friend, how do you think he wants to be remembered?
I think he'd want to be remembered as somebody who thought about family first, also the Lord. You know, he went to Mass almost every single morning at 5:30 in the morning when he was coaching. And so I think he would think God first, family second, and friends, and then job third. So if he lost on a weekend, he had a lot left over. He always felt that if winning was the only thing they had, if they lost, it was a terrible thing. I'll never forget a wonderful story about Don. We went down to see a game and spent some time with him, and they lost in a really close game. And the next night, Shula and I were on TV, around our book. And he came bopping in all happy and all. And I said, unbelievable. I said, you lost last night and you act so cheerful. He said, my rule is I only give my players and myself 24 hours to bemoan a defeat or celebrate a victory. And after that, we're on to the next game. And he said, we got to play Kansas City next week. So that's what I'm focused on.
great.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful philosophy and all.
And I read that within his Hungarian family, the parents had twins, then Don, then triplets. How in the world do you think that shaped him?
Yeah, well, he was part of a team. and his parents expected him to show some leadership and to play a role. So he learned leadership early in a big family.
Well, statistically, Don was one of the youngest coaches in the NFL ever, won the most games with 328 victories, coached the only undefeated team, but I think he truly finished by shaping the lives of so many people to become their best version, all with great integrity.
Yes, and I want to tell you that I got a chance to speak at his 80th birthday party, and Zonka and Greasy and I and Jim Tunney was an old NFL official, and Larry Little and all. I mean, but all these people, all they had to do was tell what an impact he had on their lives. And that was really what the evening was about, in celebrating his impact on other people. But to hear Greasy and Zonka and Larry Little and all these people just saying how their lives really changed because of Coach Shula. And so he was pretty amazing. I want to tell you one fun story about our book. When I go traveling, I have this thing I put around my neck. I call it my geezer pouch, and I put in my license and the passport if I need it, and my itinerary and all. And one day I loaded my geezer pouch, and I mistakenly left it on my desk at home, and I pull into the airport in San Diego, and I realize I got no official identification, and I don't have time to go back home. And the only book I've ever had my picture on the cover is the one that Don and I did. They took our picture down in Miami Stadium. So I ran to the bookstore, and they happened to have a copy. And fortunately, the first airline I had to go to was Southwest Airlines, and the check a bag, and I said to the guy in the street, I'm sorry, I don't have a license or a passport, but how is this? And I held up my book, and he looked at it, and he shouted out, "This guy knows Don Shula. Put them in first class." I mean, they didn't even have first class, and they're high-fiving me on the street, and there's an older guy there said, "I know the security guards upstairs. I'll get you through there." And which he did, but they were so excited that I knew Don Shula.
What a lovely way to remember him today. Thank you for that. I want to mention one final thing. In listening to his NFL Hall of Fame induction speech, he remembered his middle school football coach, Joe Jenkins. How can a giant like Don Shula make little people feel so good about themselves?
And I think that's just so true about him, you know, because he was always thinking about those people and wanted to see them. And when he got well known, he would invite them down to games and all that. And I tell you, when I was with him, he always made me feel like I was a big deal. And I just felt just so blessed that I was able to be with him. But it was never about him and all. You know, he loves to tell a fun story about in the off season they used to go up to the Cape to get the family away from all the publicity and all the pressure. And one rainy Saturday, they decided to go to a matinee movie with the five kids and wife, and they headed into the theater. They get in the theater, and they look. There's not too many people in the theater. And he had kind of disguised himself with a hat and everything because he didn't want, you know, people to go spending all times. They were just wanting to relax up there. And so they walk in, and people turn around, and they all stood up in the theater and started to applaud. And he said to his wife, "I can't believe these people." And so he went down, and he said, "You all must be amazing football fans." And they said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, you know, you recognize me." They said, "I don't know who the hell you are," but they said if seven more people didn't come in, they weren't going to show the movie today. You know, and he got the biggest kick out of that, you know. They didn't care about him. In fact, he had five kids and his wife think we're going to be able to see the movie.
Man, I love that. That's a precious story. Don would be so proud to hear what we've maybe stated about him today, but would you be so kind to close our show with a few words for his family, the Shula family, the children, the grandchildren, and the extended family?
Well, my thought for the Shula family is, I know you're sad today, but my wife's mom always had a wonderful saying that nobody is ever dead until the last person that knew them and loved them. And we all knew and loved your dad, and he is not gone. He's just gone to another realm, and hopefully we'll be together again in the future. And so feel proud that he was related to you, an important family member. And I want to tell you, he loved every single one of you and talked about you. So you're special, special people, and so was he. He was the most humble, wonderful guy I've ever had a chance to work with and spend time with his unbelievable reputation. It didn't matter. It was about people. And you're the most important family.
Thank you, Dr. Kim Blanchard, for helping us pay tribute to Don Shula, a great coach and your wonderful friend.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate this, and bless you.
And bless you too, Dr. Blanchard. We really appreciate you joining us on this sad day, but we celebrate greatness and lives that are well lived. And that, my friends, was Don Shula, an exemplary man who represents the absolute best version. Until next time, have a very good week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program. And thanks to our sponsor, Gracefully Yours greeting cards and their hilarious Church Kitchen Lady cards. Church Kitchen Ladies are a bunch of maybe 20 million volunteers across the United States that work in 300,000 churches, and they say stuff like, "Mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy." They also say, "Crunch tacos, not abs." And, "Psst, you're crazy" is showing, you might want to tuck that back in. And one of our favorites is, "Life is short, lick the bowl." If you want to find out more about the wonderful Church Kitchen Ladies and join their roundtable, go to gracefully-yours.com.
churchkitchenladies.com today and find out about Church Kitchen Ladies and purchase all the rest of the fine, graceful Yours greeting cards.